You're listening to Messenger Insight, a news and information program brought to you by the Baptist Messenger and the Baptist General Convention of Oklahoma.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Messenger Insight. I'm Brian Hobbs, your host, and I am honored to be joined in this edition with Dr. Ted Kirsch, who is pastor of South Tulsa Baptist Church and a respected leader in Oklahoma Baptist circles, in Southern Baptist circles. Dr. Kirsch, welcome to Messenger Insight.
Well, thank you, Brian. I'm glad to have the opportunity to be with you.
Now, you've written a new book that we wanted to get in front of our listeners called The Blessed Life, Living the Sermon on the Mount. And it's, of course, been endorsed by a number of notable Baptist leaders like Tom Eliff and others. And just what did drive you to and compel you to decide to write this?
Well, it's kind of interesting, Brian. I had had in my mind, in my heart for some time, just the desire to write and publish some things, and had written some smaller things, but never had had the opportunity to actually do a book. And so I had preached through the Sermon on the Mount, and the Lord had seemed to bless that among our people, and so that kind of got in my heart that maybe I could write, about that. And so I kind of began the process of a manuscript, and then as time went on, I had a couple of families that came to me in the midst of that and said, Pastor, you really ought to consider putting all this teaching in a book. And so that really was kind of, I guess, the impetus I needed to say, hey, let's go ahead and do this. And so we started the process, and it's just been amazing to see how the Lord involved himself and how he brought it all together.
Well, it's an excellent book. I'm in the midst of reading it right now. And
thank
for
you.
Our listeners who are not familiar with the Beatitudes, I thought we could talk about that just a moment for when Jesus gathered the people to preach to them to teach the Sermon on the Mount. Just what is meant by the Beatitudes?
Well, the idea of beatitude is the idea of being blessed. It's the blessing of God upon our lives, and really the Beatitudes obviously was the beginning of that whole process, and it's almost like the Lord is saying, I want to add this to your life. And as I do that, I want to add all this other teaching to your life as well. And as I understand it, I do believe there was probably a large crowd of people listening to the Lord teach. But it seems to me that he kind of drew that small group of disciples around himself as if to say, I'm getting ready to put something in you that you're going to need now for life and that you're going to need to put in the lives of others. And so he then began to teach the idea of being blessed. And blessed, Brian, is not so much the word happy, when he says blessed are. It does mean happy, but beyond that, as you study that word blessed, it really has to do with the touch of God on your life. And so he was saying to those disciples, here's how you can have the touch of God on your life. And so he began there and then continued through what we know of as the Sermon on the Mount.
And that's what jumped out to me almost right away was how you define blessing, how it transcends what today's society understands as mere happiness. It's something deeper. It's something richer. It's something that has to come from God. And pondering all that with the blessings, blessed are the poor in spirit because the kingdom of heaven is theirs. These are radical teachings. And you actually camp out on each point and kind of fillet it and let us see what Christ had in mind.
Yeah, we really do, and it is interesting that it begins with blessed are the poor in spirit, because in all reality, that's a statement on salvation. Before one can know Christ, they've got to become poor in spirit. He says, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs and only theirs, really, theirs and only theirs, is the kingdom of heaven. And so Jesus is making a point there that if this whole thing of the blessed life is going to happen, it begins when one becomes poor in spirit. And as we explain in the book, that idea of being poor is as a beggar who is almost at the point of being ashamed of their situation. And as it's been explained, it's like a man who is so poor and is so ashamed of his life situation that it's like he cowers back into a corner somewhere with his hand out saying, is there anybody who can help me? Well, becoming a Christian is that. We come to the place where we become so ashamed of our sin and so poor in our spiritual condition, it's as if we cower away from everything, realizing there's no way we can have the kingdom of God except through Jesus Christ. And it's as if we put our hand out to say, is there anybody who can help me in my sinful state? And the Lord Jesus says, yes, I can help you. And if you're poor in spirit, I will give you the kingdom of heaven. And that's the beginning then. And so I think as you start the Beatitude, you start really almost with a salvation statement, which I think is very, very interesting as we move forward.
Indeed. And your pastoral warmth comes through on every page. Your stories are very engaging. And I like the format of the book, how, of course, there are points to ponder, and it's very well organized, but at the end, there's a section called Living It Out. What did you mean by that?
Well, it's kind of interesting. As we got together, the Lord, in a very unique way, Brian, put together an edit team, and my editor, in the process of that, said, you know, as we get to the end of every chapter, let's make this thing very practical, and we begin to think of maybe Bible study groups and other small groups that might take this book and work through it. And so one of the things we did was to put together at the end of each chapter these little pages called Living It Out. And it's the idea, there are some questions there, there's some statements there that allow a person to read a chapter, they get to the Living It Out section, and they can say, okay, now how am I going to apply what I've just read? And actually, my wife wrote all the living out questions, living out statements, and the
Amen.
Scripture and the prayers and all that. So it became a family opportunity as well. My wife Jerry is very practical in her Bible study and her walk with God, and so she really did a marvelous job in putting together those statements and those questions with the Living It Out section.
Amen. And, you know, I can think of no more important topic than to ponder the teachings and of our Master. And, you know, often we hear of new books about prosperity. And what I like about yours is it's over and against this idea of denying suffering, but it's finding contentment and blessing in the midst of it and transcending that. Could you talk about that?
Well, I'd be glad to, Brian. You know, one of the things that did concern me as we began the book, and I alluded to this very early in the book, is I didn't want people to think the blessed life, and all of a sudden they think of things, money and articles and houses and all. And, you know, we live in a day in which the prosperity gospel is just running rampant. And obviously, Jesus did not teach the prosperity gospel, and yet, because of that that gospel being heard so much today, immediately when people think of blessing, for whatever reason, they think of money in the bank, and they think of things. And the blessed life is a life that one can live even when there are no things. The blessed life is one that can be lived in the midst of poverty. It can be lived in the midst of desperation. It can be lived in the midst of heartache and hardship. And so we really wanted people to understand that the blessed life was a life that really may not be what some of the rest of the world might be called blessed, but in the midst of it, it has the hand of God upon it. And the blessed life is not things and stuff. The blessed life is that life where God walks us through every difficult situation.
And what I like about that is some of us get too afraid of being misunderstood as the prosperity gospel, that we don't actually talk about the true blessing of God, which you so clearly define in your book and explore mm-hmm. through the teachings of Jesus. Now, how could our listeners get their hands on a copy? Because I know they will want to after hearing this.
Well, I hope that they will. And there's several ways. Mardell's is now carrying the book, and I'm grateful for that. I'm very grateful to Mardell's. They're going to be carrying the book in all of their stores across the nation, and I'm very thankful. So it's in all the Mardell stores here in Oklahoma, obviously. Also, Ruth's Bookstores, which is kind of an independent group. I think there are four or five of Ruth's Bookstores. There's one at Quail Springs there in Oklahoma City, also one in Stillwater, I think Muskogee, Enid, some of those places. Ruth's is carrying it now. I've not heard a final word from Lifeway, but I understand that Lifeway is going to carry the book and just waiting any time to hear that final word. So it can be purchased there. Also in the Claremore area here in a few weeks, the bookstore Place of Grace will be carrying it. And then you can order it from our church. You can call our church office and get it. You also can go to Amazon.com and you can download an ebook as well. You can go to my personal website, which is www.equippedbyhisword.org, equippedbyhisword.org, and you can order online there. And so there are a lot of ways that a person can get hold of the book, as well as go to the publisher itself, crossbook.com. And Crossbook is a part of Lifeway, but you can go to crossbooks.com, and you can order the book there as well.
Fantastic. We've been talking to Dr. Ted Kirsch, pastor of South Tulsa Baptist Church. Brother Ted, I want to thank you for coming on to the broadcast, and I want to tell all our listeners that on the Facebook page for the Baptist Messenger, which is facebook.com/thebaptistmessenger, we'll be announcing if there are any upcoming book signings where you can meet Brother Ted, shake his hand, get a copy of his book, and buy one for a family member as well. Thank you for writing this. Thank you for putting all your thoughts and experiences and stories and insight just into a superb work here.
Well, thank you very much, Brian, and I'm honored that the Lord allowed us to write it. We're having a great time with it, and I hope people will get it, and I really do hope it's a blessing to them.
I know it will be. Blessings to you, sir.
Thank you so much.
You have been listening to Messenger Insight, brought to you by the Cooperative Program and the Baptist General Convention of Oklahoma. For more, find us in the iTunes Store or visit us at baptistmessenger.com.